T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a Hurts Day. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks, holler at your boy.
73 hours till the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, it's getting closer and closer, buddy.
How about that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I have a question. Last week, started the week feeling very nervous. By the end of the week, felt pretty good about things. You know, still thought it was going to be a close game, but felt pretty good about things, in part because football guys like you had explained why you didn't think that the Giants could win the game, right? Like, I heard from enough people that I'm like, you know what? Like, all right, this is making a lot of sense. By the end of the week, by Thursday, by Friday, I'm like, all right, I actually feel a lot better about this game. This week, I'm wondering how people are feeling now that we've hit a Thursday, because it felt like at the beginning of the week I heard a lot of Brock Purdy, he's not coming in here and winning, Eagles got this. Have we talked ourselves into feeling more anxious as the week has went on, Ike? How about you personally? How do you feel on a Thursday?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't feel any more concerned about the game Sunday. I will say this. I also don't feel necessarily any more certain that the Eagles are going to win Sunday. I mean, I'm certain who I'll be rooting for. I'm certain who I'll be picking. But I'm no more certain that the Eagles are going to win Sunday than I was 2 days ago. You know, the 49ers are a good football team. There's nothing that's happened. What's happened over the last couple of days that would change my opinion? There's nothing that's happened. Nobody's gotten injured. Nobody's going to be out of the game. The reports about McCaffrey and Debo and those guys, that's nothing more than another rest day than they had yesterday. They'll all be here Sunday, ready to go. And I don't expect it to be an easy football game. I just don't expect it to be an easy football game. And there's going to be this will be the biggest test that Nick Sirianni, this coaching staff has had. It'll be the biggest test that Jalen Hurts has had as a quarterback, a starting quarterback in this league, as far as what's at stake. It's been nothing bigger. And sometimes when, you know, when you're the home team or the favorite, that can work one or two ways. You know, sometimes it can give you a sense of confidence that you should believe in yourself. And sometimes it can be overconfidence, right? If everybody's picking you, you don't necessarily feel like there's something you should be concerned about. And you sort of, you go into a game, like, it's like 0-2, right? When we were playing Tampa, we'd beaten them in the regular season. That probably had more to do with our confidence than anything. It wasn't 40 degrees, below 40 degrees. It wasn't any of that stuff. It was the fact that we had beaten Tampa for 3 straight years.
Yeah.
That's where our overconfidence came, is that we had beaten them handily.
Yep.
Had beaten them that season handily, rushed for over 200 yards against them. That very same vaunted defense with the Hall of Famers and all of those guys on it, we rushed for over 200 yards against them that regular season and beat them. The same way we beat Carolina the year we lost to Carolina in the championship. So sometimes having that confidence, or everybody thinking that you're the prohibited favorite, can work against you. I'm not in the locker room, so I'm not going to act as if I know the dynamics or the workings of this locker room. I'm just telling you, being that favorite sometimes can work against you because a team comes in seemingly with nothing to lose.
Yep.
Nothing to lose. Nobody thinks you're going to win. It's Philadelphia, hostile environment. And see, then the 49ers come in with the mentality of us against the world. We're the underdogs. We have the rookie quarterback. Nobody expects us to win. And that sort of thing kind of can work against you. And that's what Tampa had.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Tampa had. Nobody thought they could win here, and they won here. So my spider senses will keep me on edge all week from that standpoint. I felt much better when we were 6-point underdogs against Minnesota 5 years ago in the NFC Championship game. That's why I went out to Ian Rappaport when we had him on, and I'll never forget, he said he felt more confident that the Jags would beat New England
than the Eagles
beating Minnesota at home. I'll never forget that. But that's what was out there. And the Eagles could use that against – they could use that as motivation. So I'm just saying, as for the Eagles, they had better be ready to match and exceed the intensity that you should expect the 49ers to come in with.
Yeah.
Anytime it's a field goal game, and I believe it's going to be a field goal game, I'll give my final score tomorrow, but I'll tell you right now, I have it as a field goal game. I have the Eagles winning by a field goal or less in this game. That's the way I have this game, which to me, when you're the home team, it's almost like it's a coin flip.
Sure.
There are certain areas where the Eagles have the advantage. I believe they have the advantage in the passing game. They should be able to throw against the secondary. They should be able to. Problem is, if the quarterback isn't 100% and you want him throwing back there all the time, your right tackle isn't 100% and you want him throwing back there all the time, does that play into the 49ers' hands? Can you run the ball? They ran the ball last week.
With ease. Yeah.
So they could preserve players.
Yeah.
That's what the Eagles were able to do for 30 minutes. I don't know if they'll be able to do that Sunday, but I do believe it'll be a tight game. It's probably the best conference championship matchup we've had in some time as far as the Eagles go. And while I still favor the Eagles over the 49ers, I still have this – we like to play the game in our head throughout the week. We like to play the game in our head throughout the week. And I can sit here and tell you, I could see different ways where – the 49ers could come out victorious in this game.
Sure.
This isn't some game where it's like, it's impossible the Niners are going to win. There's no way they're going to win.
Yeah, the only way the Giants had any chance was the Eagles completely blew, you know what I mean, like blew up in
their
own face.
They would have to play
sloppy. Yeah. Which wasn't going to happen. It's interesting like that you brought up 2002 and 2003 because they were really, both of those teams were defensive-minded teams. Mm-hmm. Their offense wasn't what drove them, but their offense played exactly the way their defense needed them to play. Don't turn the ball over.
Tampa made one play in that game, the Joe Jurevicius play.
Yep. Brad Johnson wasn't throwing interceptions. They were able to run the ball, time of possession, et cetera. 2003. Yep. And Donovan got hurt, so this is almost –
also helped Carolina. They didn't have to do much after that.
Jake DeLone was the quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and they won. Mm-hmm. And I look at this game, and it's kind of the same type of team. It's a defensive-minded
team. It's a defensive-minded football team.
With better offensive weapons. Yes, yeah. Better offensive weapons. Defensive-minded team. And I do worry about this. And we'll open up the phone lines, 215-592-9494.
That Carolina team had Mohsin Muhammad and Steve Smith.
No, you're right. They had really good weapons, and they had a couple of running backs.
They had
Deshaun Foster.
Steven Davis and Deshaun Foster.
Yep.
Yep.
And Davis was still a good running back at that time. He had a nice career. So I worry about that. And
lost that game 14-3.
Man, it was still that was such a helpless feeling because once Donovan was out, you knew that there was pretty much no chance. Mm-hmm. And there was pretty much no chance. That one was tough to watch. And then I look at this team right here, and I feel this, so I'm going to say it. I worry that the team is overconfident, that they're feeling themselves a little bit. I'm worried that the coach is a little bit overconfident and feeling himself a little bit. And I think the problem when I say that, I don't know if they know that. When you beat up on a team like the Giants, as bad as they did, and there was little resistance in the game, I just worry coming out that next game against a team like the Niners.
Whereas the Niners fought to get through that Cowboys game.
Yeah, they didn't play a great game last week. They didn't. So they didn't play their best game. They played a better opponent.
They played a much better opponent than the Cowboys.
That was a physical game. The Cowboys defense brought it. The offense didn't look great. The defense played pretty well.
You can make the case the 49ers have played two better opponents. I mean, the Seahawks are better than the Giants
absolutely.
Also.
Yeah, absolutely. So now the Eagles come in here and they're at home and Brock Purdy's coming in, got the home crowd and let's go. And the 49ers have something else in store for them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm with you. I think it's a very close game. I think it's a hard-fought game. But that's the thing I worried about is that the Eagles may not even know that they're overconfident or they think how it's going to play. Like you said, how does it play out during the game? How during the day, during the game?
I said this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm finished.
I said this on a show I did earlier on a podcast. I think Jalen makes 3 to 4 plays that are the determining factor in the game. And they can be strung out throughout the course of the game or they can be late in the game. I just believe in a game like this where the one area where you have the clear advantage, he's going to have to make a couple of plays. You just do. It's not routine. Like this is where the special ability that he has to rise to the occasion and come out. We're going to need you. 3 or 4 plays could be a key third down, might be a big run in the fourth quarter to pick up a first down, might be a big red zone throw. I don't know what it's going to be. But we have the X factor that should be the advantage for us. And so the edge, in my opinion, goes to us because we have that guy. But he's going to have to make 3 or 4 plays in this game that nobody else can make in the game.
Yeah.
Because he's in position to do it. And that's why you have the belief in a guy like him. Because you think in these type of moments, he has the ability to make those types of plays. Now he has to go out there and do it. This isn't about is he the guy of the future or anything of that nature. This is about Sunday. This is about Sunday and doing what you need to do to get us to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And I think that this – this is where I've grown to like him as a player, is that there's something there that says, when you don't think I can, I'm going to show you that I can.
Yeah.
I believe that's there. I believe that's there, and this will be the biggest stage he gets the chance to do it on.
Well, fourth quarter need a drive to go down and win Jalen Hurts, I have confidence in, because he can throw and run, and he's dynamic with him. I mean, it's just a different dynamic than if you just have a regular quarterback that's dropping back there to throw the ball.
Well, it depends on who that regular quarterback is.
Well, no, that's true. But like
some of those guys can do it with no problem.
Jalen has shown up in games in the fourth quarter when they needed him. Now, NFC Championship game.
This would be the best win of his career, not just because it's in the NFC Championship game. It's the caliber of opponent. We haven't beaten an opponent this good.
Nope. All right, to the phones, Jack Fritz. Before we do that, how are you feeling on a Thursday? Have you talked yourself into this being an easy win, or are you talking yourself out of it?
I feel great. I mean, you look at the two rosters, right? They're pretty much equal. I mean, the Eagles' weapons are very same to the Niners. Mm-hmm. Offensive lines are similar. Both great left tackles, whatever lane. Defensive lines are pretty much the same. Eagles have better cornerbacks, whatever. The one massive advantage the Eagles –
Eagles have better corners. 49ers have better linebackers.
Yes. They have a better running back, whatever. But the main difference is quarterback. Like when you're looking, this is a Jalen game. Like, we can cut through all the BS. Like, this is a Jalen going out, and he's better than Brock Purdy. When teams are as even as these guys are, I trust that we have the MVP on our side. And that's what I keep coming back to. And we talk about the national media starting to hype up the Eagles and starting to get in the Niners underdog thing. There's also been a lot of talk this week that Brock Purdy's just as good as Jalen Hurts. And there's been – we
probably
think,
has been, yeah.
We think it's
not
gold.
Here, but probably nationally, yeah.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Hasn't lost a game. Mm-hmm. It reminds me a lot of Case Keenum coming in here in 2017, where it's like, this guy could be the guy. But in reality, he's a backup quarterback. He's a backup quarterback in this league. And that's what I keep coming back to. We have the advantage of the most important position, and that makes me feel extra confident heading into the game.
All right.
All right.
Some phone calls.
I'll say this too. When they played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, to Jack's point, it took the Chiefs quarterback making a play in the fourth quarter. They had the advantage. They also were down 10 points in the fourth quarter.
Stafford last year.
I'm just saying, the Chiefs were down 10 points in the fourth quarter against that team. and Pat Mahomes, the play to Tyreek Hill on third and long, like, that's all I'm telling you. When you say that, that's what the quarterback has to be able to do. This 49ers team is used to playing with the inferior quarterback. That doesn't worry them.
Nope.
Like, your guy is going to have – and that's what Aaron Rodgers couldn't do last year. Pat Mahomes did it the first year. And really, Matthew Stafford had Jaquiski or Jaquarski Tart, whatever his name was.
Former Eagle great.
Had a caught that interception.
An interception, yeah.
But had he caught that, the Rams lose that game and the 49ers are in the Super Bowl. And the 49ers, the Rams had the better quarterback and the better offense and had the home team. That's all I'm saying, is that it's going to take the quarterback to make that type of play late against these guys. And I'm with you, though, on it, Jack. I believe we have the guy. I believe that's where our advantage is at. But that's where it's going to come down to.
Yeah. Let's go to Jay in Lindenwald. Jay, go ahead, man. What up?
Guys, I'm overly confident. I'm overly confident, and I'm going to tell you exactly why. If you look at the 49ers roster, the last time they played an offense that was similar to us, similar as far as well-coached, definitely have dynamic pieces, a good quarterback, they played the Chiefs. They got blown out by the Chiefs. Now, Brock Purdy wasn't playing then, but the defense was the defense. If you fast forward to when Brock took the lead, Brock's used to throwing 21-plus points a game. He's used to putting up points. But they haven't played a defense like our defense. And Dallas might have had a decent defense, but Dallas doesn't have our defense. They don't have the pieces that we have. And they might have better players, arguably. But as far as the whole team is concerned, they don't have the pieces that we have. And I wholeheartedly believe you take Dak out of the Dallas game and you plug in Jalen with that current Dallas team, and that final score would have been 34-19 instead of them losing that game. And we have way better pieces as far as an Eagles team. So when I look at the matchup, I see that they have the number one defense, 20th in pass. We got a great passing offense, but we're a three-dimensional team. They can't cover the run in a one-dimensional like they do everybody else. And the last time they played a decent run game or a run team was Chicago, and Chicago beat them 19-10. So I guess my point is they haven't played a team that's a triple threat like us, more to the point with great coaching, good game planning, good practicing. I mean, I honestly believe that we beat them 7 to 10 points, and that's being conservative.
Oh, so really you could see 20 or more they win by.
Honestly, I know you guys make a comparison. We beat the Giants 38-7. The Giants played decent in the first part of the season, and they only won three games the last half of the season. Mm-hmm. They weren't a good team, but they made it there in the wild card. So, you mm-hmm. know, they deserve to be there in that aspect, I guess. You know what I mean? But all the teams that the 49ers lost to in their first 7 weeks, they went 3-4. One team was a great rushing team. One team had a dynamic offense.
Yeah, so Jay, like, and appreciate the phone call. Like, whatever happened in the beginning of the first couple weeks of the season or whatever, like, we haven't been comparing early in the season or whatever. It's kind of.
It doesn't matter, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, how are the teams playing right now?
Yes.
What's the 49ers track record? What have we seen them do before? What have we seen the Eagles do before?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great matchup. You got two very good teams. Both mm-hmm. teams absolutely deserve to be here. And this is a heavyweight matchup that you have coming up on Sunday. I do worry about the coaching. I worry about the play calling on offense coming out. I worry about getting stifled early and then everybody kind of looking at each other and being like, man, that's 2 3-and-outs in a row. Then they get tight. Then the play calling gets tight. Then Sirianni's going for it on fourth down. We saw it with Daboll last week. Mm-hmm. He went for it on 4th and 8 from a spot. He should have never done that. He felt like that if he didn't get that, the game was going to be over. So, I mean, those are things that you worry about too. And then Jonathan Gannon and the offense, right? Is Jonathan Gannon allowing everything underneath? So it's, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot to chew on with this game as far as anxiety and anxious. Jack's feeling great. Good, Jack.
Yeah.
I felt great last week, too.
You did?
Came out, blew the doors off him.
You did?
I will say, I don't think it's fair to use the first game against the Bears as any kind of.
No.
I mean, it was a monsoon.
Yeah.
It was also
it's week one.
Yeah.
And it was Trey Lance.
Yeah, yeah. I think a better indication of who this team is watching them under Brock Purdy, because that's who you're playing. So you watch how they played since he's been out there playing and what the team has looked like. And I've always said this, that team isn't about Brock Purdy. It just isn't. the team hasn't been about the quarterback other than the fact that people look at it and be like, how are they winning with the quarterbacks that they have out there playing quarterback? Like, the team's success has never been about the quarterback. Just has it.
And they just keep winning.
I just don't evaluate the 49ers that way. I just really don't. You got to look at what they like to do from a running standpoint to what they want to do defensively. The quarterback is almost irrelevant.
He's just a part in the, machine. Yeah.
Yeah, the coach doesn't even call plays to where the quarterback is standing out or trying to do anything other than just get the ball out and let your playmakers do the work.
And Purdy's been doing
for him. He hasn't lost a game yet.
All right, coming up, more phone calls, 215-592-9494. So as we've gotten further away from the game last weekend and the big win over the Giants, are you feeling more confident on a Thursday?
See, I think the bigger story with Purdy is not how well he's playing, is the fact that he hasn't cost him a game yet. See, people just don't want to say that. Yeah. That's really the surprise about Brock Purdy being in there. How's Mr. Irrelevant playing and he hasn't cost him a game yet? Not, oh, Brock Purdy's playing great. Look how the 49ers are winning with Brock Purdy. Like, they were winning before he was there. No, it's, how's this dude not cost them a game yet? How are they still winning with Brock Purdy at quarterback? They're not winning because of Brock Purdy.
Nope.
Like, all you got to do is watch him play.
Right, and Shanahan calls plays knowing that he's a seventh-round pick, and Purdy doesn't try to play like he's got the rocket arm, so he's not making
They put that in his head. You don't need to go out there and be a hero.
Yeah, and he just goes out there, runs the offense, makes some
nice
plays.
Need to do. If not, we'll have Josh Johnson out here.
Yep.
I mean, that's the way Kyle Shanahan looks at it. Like, if you don't want to play, you don't want a quarterback the way I want it done,
I'll
put the next guy in there and let him do it.
All right, your phone call's coming up. Also, we're going to have – Jack, is there an enemy of Philadelphia coming up next segment?
He is.
All right.
Who is that?
Well, you'll find out next. We used to be a friend.
Yep.
Used to be an ally.
Former friend turned foe.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, used to be a friend. Now I don't even want to talk to him. That's next segment.
Wow.
Traitor.
Don't go anywhere. Total traitor. bring him up on treason charges, Jack. That's coming up next. Mark Sinriso on 94 WFP. Hey, listen, Dr. Glatt. I talk about him a lot because my hair looks amazing. That's Dr. Glatt, right? And I have people that go to the website, drglatt.com, drglat.com. They see my before and after picture, but then they say, hey, I went to your Instagram page. And I looked at what your hair looks like in regular pictures with your family or at events or whatever. And, like, that's where they really see what the hair looks like, right? Like, if you want to, you can make my hair look great in any photo that you put. But just go to my Instagram page, John Marks Media. Take a look at any of the pictures that I have right there. In fact, you can go back. I documented when I had the hair restoration procedure from right before it to right after I got it done. To a couple weeks later, and it took you through the entire process, which is amazing. And that's Dr. Glatt. That's what his hair team does. That's why they have the most success and the most experience in Philadelphia. They're the experts in the industry. So give his office a call today at 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Streets, we're back. Phone calls this segment. Also, just don't answer the phone when he calls, Jack. We don't want to talk to him.
I agree.
He's an enemy of the program and the city. He may be joining us this segment, so don't go anywhere. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, visit the home team with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. We have a pair of Eagles tickets. At 5:30, we play In the Envelope tickets to the game on Sunday, courtesy of AAA. Stay tuned for that. Let's take some phone calls here. Corey in Columbus, Ohio. Corey, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Johnny Mark, I agree. What up with it?
What's up, Corey?
What's up, Corey?
Man, I done seen a lot of NFC Championship games in my life, man. I'm not going to say I'm nervous, but, you know, I'm anxious, you know.
Oh.
Like it's just because it don't got nothing to do with the team. It's just because, like, I feel like we had better teams in the past, and, you know, we don't come out on the winning side. So, you know, it's always that stun in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
But
is it their Corey, is it their style of play? That's what worries me. Is these guys the 49ers, they know how they want to play, and it's not fancy or flashy. It doesn't rely on the quarterback having a great game.
This is what the Eagles got to do. This is most of the way we won our games this year, we came out and we like boat race teams. We got up 14-0, 21-0. We got to do that because that then makes Brock Purdy puts the game in his lap. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to sit back and just run the ball down, you know, 21-0. Like, mm-hmm. like when we went up on the Giants, I think that they only ran like, you know, 7 or 8 run plays the rest of the game, and most of them was that one play that you know, that one drive that Saquon
first drive of the second half. Yeah.
So one thing that the 49ers like to do is like they like to run zone runs a lot. Like they like to run on the outside. I feel like that benefits us because I feel like – I don't know what it is, but, like, when teams run up the middle on us, sometimes it seems that they, like, kind of pick up yards that way, which that's not what the 49ers like to do. They actually like to run on the outsides more, which I think it said – I saw a stat that said we only give up, like, 3.1 yards a carry or something, or 2.9 yards or something. I just hope that the defense comes out. Like, the defense is the key in this game. I get what you guys are saying about Jalen and all that. I'm not worried about the offense. A.J. Brown, every time he doubted or we come at him, he always going to have a big game. So I think this might be an A.J. Brown 100-yard game coming on Sunday.
Hmm.
We just got to make sure our defense is ready to lock down Kittle, McCaffrey, and get the W. But like I said on Monday, I say 20-27 Birds.
All right.
27-20. I like it.
But he's more nervous. But he also, earlier in the call, he and it's something that you've been saying all week, which is if you come out and you score early, it's one of the reasons why you would take the ball first, then you're more or less saying to the 49ers, hey, you're not going to be able to just run the ball.
Right.
And that's why the Eagles' offense and Jalen coming out and scoring early is so important because it takes the 49ers out of what they want to do early, if you score early.
Yep.
If you don't, it's just going to enable them to settle into what they want to do.
Yeah, they want to shorten the game. They don't mind it being low scoring. Clearly last week they were very comfortable. They didn't get frustrated when they weren't scoring. They were very comfortable kicking field goals because they felt that Dallas couldn't do anything with them offensively, and Dallas never got up on them to the point where they forced the 49ers out of their comfort zone. They just didn't. If anything, it seemed like Dallas was pressing last week versus the 49ers. He brought up A.J. Brown. Now, it'll be interesting to see how they come out this week. You know, this isn't a national story or a story where it seems to be a hot topic, but it has been discussed about A.J. being frustrated not getting the football last week during a win. And that's really what it was about. It's like the team is winning and you seem to be frustrated that you're not getting the ball. And everybody's okay with it. Okay, that's fine when you win. It's easier to brush off when you win, unlike what happened in Buffalo, right? It becomes more of a story
right.
when you lose and the star receiver only caught 3 balls. A.J. only caught 3 balls last week, but they won. So it's not really a story. People can sort of downplay it. But do the Eagles try to force feed A.J. Brown the ball this week?
Right.
To make sure he's happy?
So if I was D'Amico Ryans, I'd be expecting some early AJ Brown.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's
something they've done before when there's been, we got to make sure we're getting Devontae more touches. We have to make sure we're getting AJ involved. Mm-hmm. And then they get him involved early in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And listen, I don't have a problem with it as long as it's not a detriment to the team.
As long as it works.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't have a problem with it. Getting the ball to your best wide receiver. I don't have a problem with that. But you almost want to put together a game plan to beat the 49ers, not to make A.J. Brown happy with how many touches he gets.
Sure.
The last thing you want is the quarterback to be worried about, if I don't throw the ball over there, is he going to be happy or not? Like, Jalen should be able to come away from that game last week saying, you know what, I took what the defense was giving me. It worked. We scored touchdowns. I got a touchdown pass to Goddard. I got a touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. We won the game handily. Shouldn't come away from the game saying, did I get the guy, my guy to ball enough to keep him happy? Like, I'm just – and we'll all gloss over it because nobody wants the distractions. And I get it. I get it. I'm just saying. You go into the game this week, are you trying to make sure you don't have a distraction, or are you trying to win the football game?
Right. I mean, it's a great question for – and even if Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen would say, no, we're going to do whatever, I think it's hard not to have it in your head to where you know that you want to make him happy because – I mean, especially because he's a great player too. So it's not like you don't want to get the guy involved, but if now you're forcing it when the 49ers are saying, we're not going to let you go to A.J. Brown, but you're forcing it anyway to try to make it happen.
Listen, like I said, when you lose, I can understand. I think everybody understands the frustration when you lose a game because you're going to say to yourself, well, or he's saying to himself, I could have done more. I could have helped.
Yep.
But you were winning handily. Like, they didn't throw the ball a whole lot that game. Like, you won the football game. Like, the idea
that – Jalen had 150
passing yards.
Well,
the idea that you're late in the game upset when you clearly have won the game.
Right.
That I'm just saying. Again, we'll all brush it under the rug because nobody wants distractions or what have you. And we'll say, that's what a competitor should do. Yeah, but in a win, we're going to ignore the fact that he's doing it in a win.
We're ignoring it.
Yeah.
We're ignoring it.
I'm like, yeah, he's doing it in a win.
Yeah, it's annoying. You never want to see that.
Yeah.
You never want to see it. You just, like, you hope that it's kind of that day and then it's moved on after that and no one really feels a certain way about
it.
Well,
now it becomes, are you trying to get him the ball?
Yep.
Like, that's the next thing. It's like, okay, what do you do the next week so that you don't, or are you just coaching? Are you just drawing up your game plan and whomever's opportunity it is this week because of matchups, that's where you're going with the ball. It's not that you're not trying to get AJ the ball, but you can't have the quarterback or the coaches, offensive coordinators, concerned that somebody's not going to be happy if they don't touch the ball enough. That's not good.
No, it's not. Not. I'm just saying this now, but Frank Reich is the new head coach of the Panthers.
How about that?
Wow, all right. So he's not going to be offensive coordinator here, Jack?
He will not be offensive coordinator here.
There you go.
Yeah. Congratulations. Unjustifiably fired in Indianapolis. That loser owner out there not knowing what he's doing. Hope he hires Jeff Saturday so he can continue to lose. Fired Frank Reich. After what you were probably doing was trying to get Frank Reich to tank games by making him start Sam Ehlinger. Like, that's what you were really doing.
So you fired him because he probably wasn't.
Like, why else would you fire him? Like, yeah, why else would you fire his offensive coordinator the week before? You made him play Sam Ehlinger. You benched Matt Ryan. Frank Reich didn't bench Matt Ryan. The owner did.
The owner benched him for the rest of the season.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He was unjustifiably fired. So that's what I'm saying. I'm glad he got another start in Carolina.
Me too.
It's good. It's a good coach.
So do the dominoes start to fall now that Reich got hired? Because normally you need one hire and then some other guys start to.
Well, and I saw something where it says Sean Payton isn't necessarily.
I don't think he's going to coach this year.
Second interview from people. So maybe that's because he can't find a situation that he wants. Not because he's not a good coach. Maybe he doesn't like the situation.
Seems like he could go back to TV for a year.
Oh, yeah.
D'Amico Ryans has emerged as a front runner in Denver. And I think that's because Sean Payton is cool on
D'Amico Ryans as a front runner in Denver.
That's what I read on Pro Football Talk today.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Let me see if it's still up there.
Bring a first-year guy to head coach after you just did this with another head coach. You just fired a first-year head coach guy.
It comes from a local reporter out in Denver that normally has some pretty good scoops. Says D'Amico Ryans has emerged as a top candidate for the job.
They need to find somebody that can fix Russell Wilson. That's what they need to be worried about, so they can get the return on their investment. Like hiring a defensive coach to be with Russell Wilson.
You need a different mentality.
Good luck to D'Amico Ryans. I'm just saying, like, you need to fix Russell Wilson. You're not winning anything until that is fixed.
Agreed. Agreed. We'll see what happens.
Nothing against D'Amico. I'm just saying.
Yeah, D'Amico. I think D'Amico would be a great hire for a lot of teams, but maybe there's not an offensive guy out there that they like. If Sean Payton didn't want the job, Jim Harbaugh went back to Michigan.
Well, that's why I said, good luck, Denver.
Good luck.
It's not like you really know what you're doing.
Well, like, we're feeling okay about the game, some better than others on Sunday, but the man on the line right now, who we used to consider a friend.
Oh, no, he's a friend.
I mean, it seemed like just a short, I mean, weeks ago that he was in the back of the hatchback down in Clearwater, but now he is with the Washington Nationals on their TV broadcast, and he is a San Francisco 49er fan for life. His name is Kevin Franson.
What's Kevin, up, dude?
What's up?
Let's go. This is what it's supposed to be. You guys are playing the San Francisco championship. I mean, the most NFC championship games in the history of our sport is by the San Francisco 49ers.
I saw that.
You're playing in our championship game.
It's been a while since you mixed in a Super Bowl there, Franny.
Hey, easy, easy. But we got five of them. It's all right.
What's
so,
up, dude?
You know what? But isn't that the beauty of this, right? Like, I grew up in the Bay Area. And people are going to be like, oh, why aren't you an Eagles fan now? You live out here. I'm like, because it's the same as you. Like, I'm passionate about it. I love it.
I know.
You know, we grew up with Steve Young and Joe Montana, Jerry Rice and Roger Craig. You have all the greatness that we had. It's the beauty of it. And, I mean, let's not forget Ricky Waters.
Before he came to Philly, yeah. I love Ricky Waters.
The 49ers gave us Ricky Waters and Ray Rhodes.
Yep,
that's true.
Guy McIntyre.
Right. No, dude, there's so many things that, like, it just excites me because two passionate fan bases, two ridiculous teams. I don't want to hear, like, oh, the Niners are okay. They don't have our talent. Dude, we match up in everything but quarterback. That's great.
Well, I'd say that's pretty important, though, Kev.
Wait, who needs a quarterback? No. You know what? And that's the cool thing, too, because, I mean, you guys, we've talked about it. I love Jalen. And, like, he's even gone to a different level. I love him because not only the leadership part, how many guys go from Alabama to Oklahoma? Usually it's like, Alabama, I'm a transfer. I'm going to go somewhere. Like, let's be honest here. They're going to go to the Pac-12. Right, and they're going to try to roll out there. He goes to Oklahoma, another great program, and leads them to what they do. And you're going, this guy's ridiculous. So he's doing the same thing here.
How about that battle in the Big 12 title game between he and Brock Purdy?
Right, but it ended up what? In a loss. So, I mean, for Brock.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's 42 to 41, though.
Yes, but I mean, like, look.
It's going to be a similar result on Sunday, Kevin.
Right. See, that's the thing is that I'm all about, like, I think it's 38-35.
Whoa.
I think it's like when we always talk about like the pitcher's duels, what happens?
A lot of offense.
A lot of runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bullpen comes in and things get out of hand, right?
Right. It's so, because it's so weird, too, because like the Niners do it in such a different way. I mean, if everyone wants to like take away the quarterback, I mean, even though that's a big, just a little piece of the puzzle, A.J. Brown torched the Niners last year, and that's what scares me. They targeted him 16 times against the Niners. They had like 100, almost like 200 yards.
Really?
Okay.
He destroyed them. Yeah.
No, it was Nick Sirianni know about this? Thank you for the info.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Well, believe me, AJ told him. Yeah.
Nick from South Jersey. Here we are. Here we go. You know, like.
Also, when the Niners in Tennessee played last year, AJ had a good game. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't stop him.
Okay.
And I feel like. You know, like you can talk about it with Boston Scott, right? Like with the Giants, how he owns them. Mm-hmm. Like you face teams. I face teams that I love to face. Because it's just, I don't know, you felt comfortable.
Feel good against them.
And I feel like A.J. Brown sees that and he's like, fuck. All right, same guys, here we go.
Yeah. I felt like that when I played against Washington.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
All right, so Kev, what are your?
I felt like that against the Braves.
Are your kids? Because you're a Philadelphia area resident.
Yes.
Are your kids wearing San Francisco stuff to school, or are you putting them in Eagles gear?
All right, so check this out. I have only one rule about fandom. I choose your football team.
There you go.
So, but the whole thing is, no, my daughter, Tenley's all about it. And so they have an Eagles dress down day on Friday, and she's wearing her Niners gear because she's a Debo fan. She loves Debo. Mm. Awesome. Mm. Awesome. My son has his Kill jersey ready to go. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, you'll find, like, it's not one of those, like, well, we got screwed. You know, our guys were hurt. No, this is the best against the best. This is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
This has the possibility. Like, let's say if they were to keep – I know there's a lot of free agents on the other side, but if they were to keep this going, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if this was the start of that like, the Niners-Cowboys, Niners-Packers, 90s, mm-hmm. like, championship games that you're going to see? What if
Could
that
be.
Was it? I would love it.
You sound like y'all going to win the game. You feel you're going to win the game Sunday,
yeah.
don't you? Yeah,
because
I can hear it in your voice.
Why not?
I can hear
us
it in your
against
voice.
The world, you know, Brock Purdy has no chance coming in the link.
That's what we're worried about, honestly, Kevin.
No, I just can't wait because, again, you're not – they played in Seattle, which is, I would say, pretty hostile towards the Niners. People are going to always, you know, say, like, nothing's like the link, and I get that.
Because, Week 15, right?
Right, but it's not the same team. Like, it was – when they had the Legion of Boom, that was a different place, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you go there, and that place was dull. Everybody talks about how, you know, it's just reverberating in her chest, the sound and everything. This is different. So I'm nervous on that part for him, the early parts. But the other thing is, like, I'm more nervous about, like, Dre Greenlaw, who's a stud, but he gets so emotional. And you're going, don't make that stupid mistake, going over the top, right? Like, he's had some late hit on guys.
Like he hit the running back 2 yards out of bounds.
Right, like the other day. And that's the stuff that you hope in, like, McGlinchey. Struggled last week, got his butt kicked, and he's coming home, second game that he's ever going to play in Philly, and you're going, oh man, I hope he doesn't try too much, and that's where he gets obliterated. But that's the other part too about the Eagles. They got everything on that D line. This is fun.
Man, you sound like you could talk about this game for a living, Kevin Franson.
No, look, I just like
just on the radio, not as an expert.
Right? No. Like, just I love both teams. Not like right. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a fan of the Eagles because I feel like you got to be welcomed into being a fan, right? Mm-hmm. But I love the Eagles. But I'm a Niner fan. I'm a season ticket holder. I'll always be that way.
Oh, season ticket holder.
Oh, even put your money behind your back.
Oh!
Put your money behind your fandom.
So when everyone talks about that, oh man, I could go.
I know those. Say, listen, I know those tickets aren't cheap out there.
No, but you know what? Great ending of the year helped out quite a bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, with so you're just pre-sale. Selling them on StubHub.
No. Because my best friend and I, we have tickets there, so he gets most of them now. I mean, I buy them and we go with it, but it's a cool stadium. It's a cool place to be, but it's the atmosphere still hasn't been built up to the point where you're going, we have a place, right? Like, everyone's like, oh, man, I missed the stick. No one in the rightful mind misses a stick. Like, we have all the memories in there, but, like, it's not the link yet. And the link has memories. And memories are built over time and wins and all that stuff. So, again, it's something that's still growing there.
There he is, Mr. 49er himself. And
hey,
you know
Fran.
You guys are the best.
I'm glad you're still a 49er fan, diehard. But you can be an Eagle fan second. You live in this area. You should root for the Eagles every time except when they play the 49ers. Yes.
Oh, Jack knows. Jack, it was in 2020 when it was shut down during the draft.
Yeah, John, Mr. Eagle here. Yeah, Mr. Eagle over here.
I was so excited when they got Jalen. Because that was my, like, he's like my, might be one of my all-time favorite, like, just college players, right? I'm not saying he's a college, I'm saying in that time.
Yeah, you were a fan.
You're
a fan in
right?
college.
So I was all fired up, and he's like, what about Carson? I'm like, Carson sucks compared to him. He doesn't, but, you know, whatever. There's my expertise right there.
Like, all right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There you go.
That sounds good, brother.
Kev, good luck.
No, not really, but, you
Bad
know.
Luck.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you feel like. Yeah,
are you going to the game?
Believe it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
I can't tell you guys this.
Are you going to go to the WIP tent before the game?
Stop by the tent and holler at us, brother. Stop by and holler at us.
I have to. Why not? It's just going to be an enjoyable time. I can't wait for the party. And then hopefully there's a party afterwards for me.
Just don't have on your Debo jersey when you come by, man.
Yeah, so you're wearing a jersey.
No, I don't wear a jersey. I wear a long-sleeve Joe Montana shirt.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, again, when you're from Pennsylvania, you can't crush Joe Montana, let's be honest.
I forgot he's a Western PA guy. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we don't consider that the same state, Kevin, just so you know.
I know, but I was just going to try to slip it by. I didn't think you were going to be right all over the place, right?
All right, dude. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Have fun this weekend.
Yep. All right, you too. There he is, right. Kevin Franzen.
That's a Bay Area guy.
Yeah. Yeah, every time we've had him on, I think he wants to talk 49ers or...
Oh, believe me, I've gotten text messages.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's all in.
He's been excited.
Yeah, that and the Warriors run he's had.
Right, or either the Warriors run. Yeah. Yes.
Well, the reason he's so excited is he has to broadcast a 60-win baseball team. So
right.
He has a falling back option of greatness.
Yeah. Part of me thinks he was a part Giants fan, too, right? He San Francisco Giant fan?
I think he grew up a Giants right. fan.
Right.
And they played on those teams.
Sure. Yeah. Mm. All right.
He just works in Washington. He doesn't really have any tie to Washington.
Come on, man. He's a Nationals great.
He doesn't even live down there. He still lives up here. It's only Jack's only a matter of time before he's back up here.
Hopefully.
Somebody getting fired or moved?
What time?
Somebody moving on.
What time is he on the pregame show on Sunday?
I don't know. We'll have to work that one out.
Oh, we got Big Dog Sunday.
Who you got?
We got Dog Sunday, I think. Was I not supposed to say anything?
That's probably fine.
Well, once Glenn tweets it, I mean.
Did he put it out?
Well, he put out a clue. And I don't know. He had to be a non-Eagles fan not to know who the hell he was talking about.
Yes, and I think you can just say
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I figured, I guess we can say who it is.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Fob was in town. Fob's in town. He was at the game last night, so maybe all the boys are in town this weekend.
That's it. You took the words out of my mouth. He must be involved in.
I don't know. That would be 4 days. He would be here.
Mm.
He would be here. I mean, the game's not till Sunday.
Yeah. I was surprised that he was in town on the Wednesday. 215-592-9494. Hold the phones. We promise we'll get to some next segment, but we're going to bring on Shio Kapadia. He's been joining us every Thursday at 3 o'clock throughout the season. His thoughts on the game, his prediction. Shio Kapadia of The Ringer. How does he see Sunday going down? How does he see Brock Purdy playing? Shio Kapadia next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, if you've been watching the NFL playoffs from the sidelines, there's still time to get in the game with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. New customers, bet this Sunday's conference championship games with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just make sure you use promo code IKE. I tell you, I like both of these games. Tough games to pick, though, but I think I'm going to go with the home team. In the San Francisco-Philadelphia game, you got to go with Philadelphia at home. Be a close game. I like the under in this game as well, but I like Philadelphia by two, I believe. That's what my final score is going to be in that game. And then the other game, I don't know how to pick that game now that I see Patrick Mahomes is actually out there practicing and doesn't seem to have a noticeable limp, and he's not in the boot on crutches. I'll wait till later in the week before I wait to place a bet on that game. Now, FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to the point spreads to the player props. Plus, you can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. That's why I really like the FanDuel app. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So, football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, when you use promo code IKE, and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.